Sarah, go ahead and thank you for joining us.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Really appreciate everybody joining us today. Thrilled to have everybody in this forum to talk about our upcoming coverage. Did just want to take a moment to thank many of you on this call for the tremendous and outstanding coverage that you all provided of our NCAA Women's Tournament that we just concluded. Really, really excited about what that tournament turned out to be. It was historic. It was memorable. It was entertaining. There was so much energy behind it. And again, kudos to all of you on this call who participated in lifting the coverage of that tournament up even more. And we look to ride that momentum straight into Monday night with our WNBA draft. So we're thrilled with the coverage and production team and announce teams that we have in place for Monday night. As Ron mentioned, we will start our coverage at 7 p.m. with WNBA Countdown, which is a first for us to have our WNBA Countdown pregame show on site leading into the draft. So we're really excited with that. LaChyna Robinson will lead our coverage of that show alongside Carolyn Peck and Shanae Agumake. And then we'll transition at 7:30 into the theater with our live coverage of the draft itself. On the desk there, we'll have Ryan Rucco, Rebecca Lobo. Thrilled to welcome Andrea Carter to the desk there. And then Holly Rowe doing our interviews with the draftees. So tremendous team that we have on site on Monday, which is really, really exciting. From a coverage perspective, we have, you know, a really healthy complement that we're bringing to the Brooklyn Academy of Music to help us document the event that night in terms of cameras and all the other things around it. Really, the hope is that we can capture the beauty of what that theater brings. And with this new venue, incorporate that into our overall coverage because it'll be unique and different. We're excited that there'll be fans in the stands or in the theater to partake in all the night's festivities. So we'll incorporate all of that and weave that in throughout our coverage throughout the night. And then from a content perspective, really we're focusing on the athletes and the draftees that night. This is their night. We're thrilled to watch them get to this moment of their careers and be the historians of bringing that to all of you. So like we've done in years past, we'll celebrate their achievements. We'll, you know, do quick look backs on some of the major accomplishments that they've had this season. And then we'll spin it forward. We're going to really talk about what it's going to be like with these new dynamic athletes coming into the league. How will they fit? How will they integrate with some of these teams? And really we'll spin it forward and start talking about this next chapter of their careers. And then we'll provide coverage throughout the day into our shoulder programming with SportsCenter and some of the talk shows throughout the day. So collectively from an ESPN perspective, we'll have pretty robust coverage throughout the day leading into our on-site coverage with Countdown at 7 o'clock. So those are some treetops. Happy to answer any questions that you guys have. Ron, if you want to direct us from here.
All right. Thank you. And by the way, I just wanted to introduce and thank from ESPN PR, Santa Brito and Ron Rajan. Thank you for all your help in putting this together today. Greatly appreciated. Sarah, we're going to start. We're going to go first to Jason Dockman. Jason, go ahead, please.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for doing the call. Sarah, it's a pretty unique setup, obviously, that you guys get to go from college right through the draft and into the pros with the same players. From an operations perspective, though, and from just a production and storytelling perspective, how are you guys handling, you know, this massive event that just happened, then going right into the draft and then preparing for a WNBA season that's right around the corner?
Yeah, it's a good question. Thank you, Jason. We have the benefit of having a great team. I have the benefit of having a great team around me to carry us through what you just mentioned, our women's college basketball season into the women's tournament and the WNBA. So our operations team is consistent across those three events. It certainly makes for some very busy weeks throughout March and early April, but we have a pretty robust team working on the projects. We have experience working on the project, so that helps as well. And then we've learned a lot just in the last couple years that we're bringing that experience into what we need to do specifically at this event, right? So this is a new venue for us. We started having meetings with our league counterparts, you know, as early as last October, to be candid with you, right? We started talking about what could the venue be, not this one specifically, but like, if we're changing, what does that look like? So we've had really collaborative conversations with the league, and that has helped us position us to come into this new venue this weekend and really hit the ground running.
And have the production levels or the size of the show grown, obviously, as the interest has grown over the last, month or so, or even throughout the regular season?
Yeah, it has. I mean, we're somewhat limited to what the venue can provide, but we really tried to take a look at it where we brought Countdown with us on site, so we have a whole different WNBA Countdown setup that's separate from what we'll do inside the theater, and then inside the theater, positioning our cameras in such a way that we can capture the entire, vibe of the theater, and that's again different from the venue that we were in last year. So we'll scale with the venue and then with the event as well.
Thanks so much, Sarah. Thanks, everybody. Have a great show.
All right, thanks, Jason.